Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Psalm 39, verses 4 and 5. Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered, how fleeting my life is. You've made my life no longer than the width of my hand. My entire lifetime is just a moment to you. At best, each of us is but a breath. I will never forget the moment. I was 17 years old, and a friend of mine asked me, "Have you heard about Luke?" I hadn't. Luke was always full of life and initiative, had very long hair, as most of us did at the time, and always had a cheeky smile. My friend said, "He died last week in a car crash together with three friends. Their Mini hit a fuel tanker and burst into flames." I was completely and utterly devastated. It made no sense. I remember thinking, how could Luke, someone who was particularly full of life, have died? As I struggled to come to terms with Luke's death, I learnt many things. Most of all, I learnt that life, which seems so permanent, was anything but. Totally tragic as this moment was, I learnt to look at every single day as a miraculous gift from God. I came to realise that every day needs to be handled with the greatest possible care. In this psalm, David reflects on the fleeting nature of life, something of which he was regularly reminded as he lurched from one bloody military campaign to another. In the flyleaf of John Wesley's Bible, two words were written, "Live today." That might sound obvious enough, but it's a great challenge. God has forgiven us our sins, so we don't need to drag yesterday's sins, failures, and regrets into today. And the future is in God's secure hands, so we don't need to waste any energy today on worrying about the future. That means that God has released us to get on enjoying the day in front of us without any distractions. Let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being alive today. Help us to use this day to your glory. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.